A new era has already begun in the history of the Minnesota Vikings. A chapter full of anticipation and excitement for what the future holds.
It's a new beginning right now for us to be here today and see everybody here who worked so hard to get this project going, and look forward to the day it opens up and that everybody from all fans and everybody can enjoy this tremendous facility that we're planning.
Ground was broken earlier this month in the parking lot of Mall of America Field to start the 2.5-year construction project for the new home of the Minnesota Vikings. The state-of-the-art stadium for the Vikings is scheduled to open for the 2016 NFL season and will give the team a first-class place to call home.
You know, we've been fortunate to see all these buildings around the country, and a lot of our fans have, but a lot haven't. So I think they'll be pleasantly surprised with what an upgrade it's going to be. It's going to be the kind of place you're going to want to bring your whole family to really make it the kind of experience that you want to spend a day there, whether it's the food you're going to be able to partake in or the game itself or what have you. We're going to make it the kind of facility people want to go to entertain themselves.
But starting a new chapter also means turning the page on another part of the team's history. After 32 seasons, the team will say goodbye on Sunday to the Metrodome and Mall of America Field. It has been home to Vikings football since 1982 and has brought an endless amount of memories for anyone who has stepped inside the building. But the time has come to move on and start a new page in the history book.
The building served its purpose. You know, the team needs more suite opportunities. We need better parking, more tailgating, and a different vibe to keep up with the Joneses in the National Football League. So I'll hate to see a building go that I have frequented since 1998, but I'm really excited for what the new stadium is going to look like.
That's become home. You know, it's one of the best venues to play in terms of atmosphere. You know, our fans, the crowd, it gets rocking in there. And to walk off that field this year is going to be, you know, it's going to be memorable. It's going to be different. It's going to be bittersweet. And at the same time, I've seen the designs for the new stadium, and it looks awesome. It's going to be exciting. So it's definitely going to be one of those moments where you take it in and say goodbye.
I mean, it's time. If we want to stay competitive, you know, as a team, we need a new building. We need a stadium. I mean, we have a great tradition. With the resources and the continued support of the community, like, we need it. Like, it's a necessary evil. You know, football has been great here in the Twin Cities and has been responsible for a lot of entertainment for decades. You know, but it is time for a new building. That's a certainty.
You know what? As much criticism as I get someplace, it was always such a special place. The fans were always so unbelievable. It just had a feel to it. One of my favorite places to play was always in the Metrodome.
I'm taking a lot of good memories away from it. I mean, I won my first NFL playoff game there. Played in a lot of games there, won a lot of games there. It's going to be bittersweet because I know that the next stadium is going to be, you know, just awesome, and I couldn't wait to play in there. But, you know, I had a lot of good memories at the Dome, and it's going to be kind of sad to see it, you know, go down when it does.